material of Bible school, the anointing of abundance and excess. Course, the glory. Lesson 10. Obedience to the Lord Jesus in the aspect of rules for life and ministry as recorded in Scripture. The memory verse of this message is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Repeating the main points of lesson 9. Question: who were the people of Israel expecting according to prophecies presented during the Old Testament? They expected the one by whom the Spirit of God would be available to them. Since the events recorded in the third chapter of Genesis, the Spirit of God was and remains the only person in whom was the need of men. All presented in the books of the Old Testament is the way of the returning of the Spirit of God in the human spirit. It says that the gospel of God for man, it is the Spirit of God. The word Christ refers to the Spirit of the Lord, to God the Father, the Spirit who is the gospel. Listening to the gospel from believers, they mostly have focused on the salvation from the power of sin, on the event, but say nothing about the purpose for which God has redeemed man from the power of sin. They do not talk about the main goal of God's redemption. They do not talk about the personality of the Holy Spirit, without whom salvation is useless. Holy Spirit of God is the true gospel for a man, hidden in the word Emmanuel, God with us. In the gospel of God, the first place of importance is the person and not the event itself. Holy Spirit of God, it is He who makes the joyful news of God joyful throughout a person's life, if that person keeps the focus of his attention and source of joy and peace on God, the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is good news. The word Christ emphasizes the spirit of domination in the Son of God and Jesus. Christians in the light of the gospel of God, their spirits are filled with the Spirit of God and all that represents Him. Here are some verses from the Scriptures which indicate the Church of Christ, or the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, through the current followers of the Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 24. Church, gathering, is subject, Spirit of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. His body's sake, which is the church. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. The body is of Christ. Body in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus in His power. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit we are all baptized, sunk into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit, Spirit of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Now ye be the body of Christ, the body of the Spirit of the Lord Jesus on the earth. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth in all. All this says, presented by the apostles in the epistles, the rules and regulations are not written to control the born again, but to let the Spirit of the Lord Jesus not to be extinguished. And he does not put obstacles to the realization of both individual and general will of God. Introduction. So we marked the first important point that will help us not to evade to the side. Considering obedience to the Lord Jesus in the aspect of rules for life and ministry recorded in Scripture. Let us now, at this moment, consider another important characteristic of the will of God. Part 1. God's will. In Scripture, the covenant member is representing the wisdom of God in relation to five forms of the will of God for his creation, that is, not only for humans. The first form, perfect general will of God. It is his will for all creation, prepared by God in his wisdom before the foundation of the natural physical world. The second form, perfect individual will of God, is the mission or purpose for each creation, the glory of every creature. For a man, this is his calling. The third form, after the fall of man and its consequences, God for this period unplanned presents to man recorded in the covenant his will in the form of his promises, approved at the beginning on the blood of animals and then in the blood of his son. Recorded in the promises of God's will is common to all members of the covenant with God. The fourth form, the individual will of God for a period of imperfection, is the mission of every creature in the period of the imperfect physical world. And the fifth form, also in the covenant of God's will for the born again, presented in the form of rules and regulations. It is intended to stay in the body and balanced in unity of the Spirit of the Lord and interaction between them. Every born-again person who is alive with his body in the physical, inglorious world through the name and blood of Jesus has access to all that is recorded in the covenant of God presented in the form of promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. And through the Holy Spirit has permanent access to the individual will of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. Namely, to assignments from God in his mission. The general will of God is presented in the promises, and the rules and regulations do not cancel individual or human mission. And the individual does not negate the general will provided in the form of covenant promises as well as rules and regulations. Attention! The absence of balance and the presence of ignorance in the matters of obedience to God led to what is available through the promises of God's general will largely came to be seen as an individual. The born again, through Jesus, received access to the promises of God and the spiritual talents, began to decide how, what, and where to apply them. For example, God called the man A to live and carry out his mission in Lviv, Ukraine, where God has prepared for him all the necessary blessings for him to fulfill his God-specific missions. This man uses his faith to the promises of life in Kyiv, Ukraine. He prays for housing in Kyiv, for work in Kyiv, for his growth in God, but in Kyiv. He uses the power in the name of Jesus, sows his seed of faith, connects the faith of other believers, and in this he is diligent. All his prayers are directed to Kyiv, despite the fact that the Lord Jesus is waiting for him in Lviv. Someone may ask, why don't the Lord Jesus tell him? Firstly, he didn't ask the Lord Jesus. Secondly, seeing the results of prayer in Jesus' name, he is so passionate about his dreams. He does not listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, who has more than once told him of his intentions for the city of residence. This shows that the born again can be obedient to God's will, submitted to the promises, and it will work, but being rebellious to the individual will of God. A written will of God available to him can benefit the kingdom of God, but the Lord and King expects that his subjects would perform and do his will. There is the true approved by God order, of which is the general will of God for the realization of the individual will of God. Here is how this procedure is presented in the words of the Lord Jesus. John chapter 8 verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And more, in John chapter 6 verse 38. For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Word from the Spirit. The purpose of the ministry of the Lord Jesus in heaven is our obedience to God the Father through obedience to what he has planned for each individual. Now the important question. Who guided Jesus in the implementation of the will of the Father for him? The Spirit of God, Spirit of the Father. Hence, the Spirit of God is the one who will lead and guide in the implementation of the will of God the Father. Jesus spoke about this during his earthly ministry to his followers in John chapter 16, verses 13 to 15. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shew it unto you. And more, in John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Church, about which so much is said in the messages, is not a building. The apostles first of all spoke about the meeting of believers, then, speaking of the church, we are talking about a meeting of a group of people who accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord and the fulfillment of His Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord. Now, let us denote the confusion that has already begun in the aspect of rules and regulations for the Spirit of the body of the Lord, namely, for His church. Part 2. The will of God for the born again in the church. The Spirit of the Lord Jesus, through the apostles, recorded in the epistles different rules and regulations for staying in the body of the Spirit of the Lord. These rules and regulations are opening the relationship between born-again husband and wife in the Spirit of the Lord and His wisdom, the relationship between parents and their children and their education in the Spirit of the Lord and His wisdom, settlement of disputes and conflicts with the help of the Lord and His Spirit and His wisdom, the order of meeting in the Spirit of the Lord and His wisdom, the order of conduct of the pastor and members of the community, how to help people in need, the attitude of the church members to pastors and various ministers in the Spirit of the Lord and His wisdom, the attitude of pastors and ministers to different members of the church in the Spirit of the Lord and His wisdom, and a list of long internal church rules and regulations aimed at the fact that every born again harmonically lived in the Spirit of the Lord. On the Spirit of the Lord, I am doing a special emphasis, such as, if born again considers the rules and regulations in a different way, it will keep their focus on people's reactions, not on the Spirit of the Lord, and consequently, will try to please them. Attention! The purpose of these rules and regulations are not to burden the life of the new creation. That's what the rules and regulations seem to the mind. The purpose of the rules and regulations is to help born again not to put obstacles and resistance of the Spirit of the Lord, and let Him freely carry out His mission in every born again and in the body, the church, in general. Here, the Apostle Paul presented it in general. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 10. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, He, the source of life in the body, He, the spiritual blood of the body, the church. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God who worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For one, during the service, is given the spirit of word of wisdom, to another given during the service the word of knowledge by the same spirit, to another given during the service faith by the same spirit, to another given during the service gifts of healing by the same spirit, to another given during the service the working of miracles, to another given during the service prophecy, to another discerning of spirits given during the service, to another given during the service diverse kinds of tongues, to another given during the service the interpretation of tongues. Spirit of the Lord carrying the service at the time of the service through in the audience shows the different gifts to fill all the needs of the body. Not one or two gifts through everyone, but shows the gifts which are particularly important in the period of this service, that is, the gifts, all nine, in every participant of service, but the Spirit of the Lord takes of those necessary to Him in ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But all these manifestations during the service worketh that one and the self-same Spirit dividing during the service to every man, because he is coordinating the service severally as he will for efficient organization of the service. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 12 to 15. For as the body, church of the Holy Spirit, is one and hath many members, various ministries and callings, all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ, the anointing of the Spirit of the Lord. For by one Spirit we are all baptized, sunk into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. For the body, church, is not one member, but many. If the foot, called to teach or having a revelation of something, shall say to having a different calling or revelation, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, I have a different vision, and we have different revelations, is therefore not of the body? In other words, is diversity a good reason for leaving the church? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 16 to 30. If the ear, or practicing exorcism, shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, you don't do it, I cannot be with you. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, prophetic ministry, where were the hearing, where the service of charity should be? If the whole were hearing, and if it is only important, where were the smelling? Where is the service of helps? Every one of them in the body, church, as it hath pleased him, and if they were all one member, one ministry or calling, where were the body, But now, are there many members, yet but one body? And the eye cannot say unto the hand, it is not in its competence, I have no need of thee, nor the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more of those members of the body which seem to be more feeble and necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then the gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all have the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? It is obvious that the church, as the body of the Spirit of the Lord, is one big organism. For the effective operation of the Spirit of God on the earth, the rules, laws, and regulations in His body are written to the members to keep the unity and to remain living as one organism to achieve the common goal of God to all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. Attention! Rules and regulations of the church does not cancel the individual will of God, namely, calling of each member of the body, but on the contrary, should contribute to its implementation. It is written in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12, and He gives some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Coming to church, the first thing basically taught, it is not the relationship with the spirits of the Lord, but the rules and regulations of the community in which the person falls. Do not get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with that. But the born again does not become a member of some denominational group of people. First of all, the Lord took His Spirit and He became a carrier. The Spirit of the Lord shall be in the middle and base of everything and provide all the rules and regulations. In that order, the Spirit of the Lord will help you understand the importance of the new believer in the rules and regulations of the church. We do it because the Spirit of the Lord Jesus wants it, and He recorded it through the Apostle Paul. This gives him the freedom in life and the opportunity to bless every area of life. We don't do it because it is not pleasing to the Spirit of the Lord Jesus, and He has recorded it through the Apostle Paul. This limits the spirit of the Lord Jesus, puts obstacles for his love, and limits his blessings. But it so happened that new converts, focusing on rules and regulations and training them in the implementation of the born again, began to consider his direct obedience to the Lord Jesus through the implementation of rules and regulations. And not enough renewed mind, of course, supports this alignment. And their obedience to the rules and regulations is important, especially in the first steps of obedience to the Lord Jesus, but not away from him. See what the Apostle Paul writes, recalling his zealous obedience to rules and regulations. Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 to 8. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do not count them but dung, that I may win Christ, or be obedient to him. There are rules and regulations in the Church of Jesus, which every born-again must strive to adhere to. However, adhering to them, it will not say that he is obedient to the Lord directly. For example, you love your pastor of the church that you visit. You are open to any help in carrying out any activities. You are touched by the word of your pastor, and you thank God for where he has placed you. Anyone watching you gives thanks to the Lord for you. In the eyes of people, you are an example, and the pastor often compliments you. Outwardly, everything is fine, but there is something that is hidden from the eyes of men, but not from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit more than once encouraged you to give $500 to the pastor's wife. The Holy Spirit more than once told you to buy a big notebook and give it to the group leader of usher's team. The Holy Spirit more than once told you to come to the service earlier and put the table in the hall. And one can imagine still rather a big list of tasks from the Holy Spirit, and none of which has been implemented. And if that was done, it was done partially. And while not performing tasks from the Lord, there was no repentance in disobedience. It is obvious that this man is obedient to the rules and regulations of the church, but disobedient to tasks directly from the Lord Jesus being in his church. Attention! Obedience to the rules and regulations of the church becomes so comfortable for babies that, not knowing that it is out of obedience, they began to create the whole doctrine, implementation of which began to be regarded as obedience to the Lord Jesus, saying, "If you obey the rules and ordinances of the church, you are obedient to the Lord Jesus." But it is not so. Yes, You need to be obedient to the rules and regulations, but for the Holy Spirit who dwells in the born again, could freely transform and minister to the born again. Neither the ministers nor the congregation, speaking of obedience to the Lord, do not have anything to hide behind it. It is individually. Attention! If wisely explain the importance of obedience to the rules and regulations of the church, with a focus on the Holy Spirit, His life and importance in the congregation, the church will remain an atmosphere of love and freedom of action of the Holy Spirit. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. Colossians chapter 1 verse 17. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Once a sister in the Lord came up to me and said, "My husband left the congregation of the church and went to another church where my husband's headship in the family exalted to a level that a woman in the congregation is like a slave and is excluded as a person. Now when he has the support of his rudeness and he makes me to go to that meeting, believing that God is only there." Also, people came up to me and said that in their congregation, on the basis of the recorded word of the Apostle Paul, every pastor's word is considered the unconditional. After listening to such statements, for me it is no wonder why the born again sometimes seek into these meetings where there are strict rules and regulations, and there is no living communion with the Holy Spirit. Rules and regulations are clear to them, the already burdened mind. So as it is easy to express themselves, alleged obedience to the Lord Jesus. As it is written in the law, in Exodus chapter 21, verses 5 to 6. And if the servant shall plainly say, "I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free," then his master shall cling him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or unto the doorpost, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. But filled with the Holy Spirit, it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, "Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men." In general, I am more and more convinced that as long as the compliance with the rules and regulations of the church is seen as a direct obedience to the Lord Jesus, an individual disobedience to Him will grow like a snowball and therefore will continue to grow and influence the spirit of division in the church. You may be obedient to what is written in the rules and regulations will of God, but be disobedient to God's will individually. Yes, through written rules and regulations of God's, you will have access to the benefits of the kingdom of God and the church. But the Lord expects that you will comply with His individual will being in His church. The Son of God, Jesus, came to this earth so that anyone who will take him as the redeeming Lamb and Lord, first of all, could fulfill their God-definite calling. Obedience to a pastor will give you access to the benefits offered to the pastor of the church, his care and attention, and also it will be an expression of reverence for the Lord who placed him. Obedience to the rules of the church and the vision makes you available to get the benefits that are in the church for its members. But all the available benefits are not a measure of your direct obedience to the Lord Jesus. Yes, it is important to be obedient to the pastor and the rules of the church, but only the individual obedience to God's will determines your present and future in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than men. Thank you for listening.